You're listening to SBS News.
Germany's antitrust agency has been looking into whether Facebook uses its other services like WhatsApp and Instagram to collect information about users without their knowledge. Now, the Federal Cartel Office has ruled that the social media giant has, in fact, abused its market dominance to gather mass amounts of data. That data, it has found, then provides the foundation for Facebook's advertising profits. Andreas Mundt is the antitrust agency president.
What we want to change is the collection of this data. The result of this procedure is basically that Facebook can keep collecting data on Facebook.com. Facebook can also keep collecting on separate services like WhatsApp or Instagram. It can also collect on third-party websites, but in future they can only combine that data under the condition that the user agrees to the combination of that data.
The ruling does not yet have legal force, and Facebook has a month to appeal, which it says it will do. But with 23 million daily active users representing 95% of Germany's market, the Federal Competition Office argues there is no viable alternative service for most people. It says rivals like Snapchat, YouTube, or Twitter are not comparable because they only offer parts of the services of a social network. If the ruling is upheld, Mr. Mundt says the company will be forced to ensure users can specifically approve whether data is collected from Facebook-owned sources.
The basic goal is to prevent the merging of the data that Facebook collects from us. The data remains solely on those services and can only be processed and used there.
It follows fierce global criticism of Facebook's privacy practices in recent years, most notably the Cambridge Analytica scandal that broke in March 2018. It revealed that the social network allowed the British company to harvest data from tens of millions of users. In response, the European Union introduced its General Data Protection Regulation to strengthen and harmonise data protection rules throughout Europe. Professor Caron Beaton-Wells from Melbourne University's School of Law says other nations are also working to implement better regulation, including Australia. She says the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is leading an inquiry into digital platforms and their impacts on the media and advertising sectors.
Yes, the ACCC, along with its German counterpart, are amongst a host of regulators around the world looking at the data collection and processing practices of these platforms and their wide-ranging implications for the digital economy. But many see the ACCC's inquiry as a first of its kind around the world because of its particular focus on the media. Many around the world are following the inquiry with great interest.
At the end of last year, the ACCC released its preliminary report into the inquiry, which set out in detail a list of recommendations. Professor Beaton-Wells, who is also the host of a podcast on competition in the digital economy, says the inquiry is in the consultation phase.
The ACCC has made some recommendations that go specifically to an attempt to restrain these platforms from gaining any further power in the market through greater scrutiny of strategic acquisitions. The ACCC has proposed that there be a new regulatory authority that be able to scrutinise and review the practices of these platforms in ranking and displaying ads and news content. But significantly also, and in tandem with the German authority, the ACCC has made very significant recommendations for changes to our privacy law to offer or provide consumers or users of these services with much greater control over the collection and use of their data than they currently have.
The ACCC's final report is due to be released in June. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.